May 1, 1926. How one who lives in the divine will is nourished by the divine breath, while one who does not live in it is an intruder and a usurper of the goods of God, and receives them as alms. The divine will has a continuous motion that never stops. I felt all immersed in the supreme volition, and my sweet Jesus came out from within my interior, and squeezing me tightly to himself, he placed his mouth close to my lips, and sent me his omnipotent breath. But who can say what I felt within me? That breath penetrated deep into my most intimate fibers. It filled me completely, to the point that I no longer felt my littleness, my existence, but only Jesus within all of me. Then, after repeating several times this act of sending me his breath, as it seemed he was not content if he did not see me completely filled with that divine breath, he told me, "My daughter, since you are born in my will, it is necessary, it is right and decorous that you live, grow and be nourished in it, and that you acquire the prerogatives of a true daughter of my volition. No extraneous feature, nor anything which does not belong to my will must appear in you. Therefore, from your physiognomy, from your manners, from your speaking, and even from the way you love and pray, it must be recognized that you are the daughter of my will. Do you see, then, how I love you, and with what jealousy I keep you and nourish you? With my very breath, because only my breath can preserve, whole and permanent, the life of my will in one who must live in my volition. And so, that breath which, with so much love, I released from my bosom in the creation of man, to infuse in him my likeness, I continued to infuse in the soul who lives in my will, in order to form my true images and the great portents which I had established to form in creation, and for which all things were made. This is why I long so much for one who lives in my will, because she alone will not leave me disappointed in the purpose of creation. She alone will enjoy, by right, the things created by me, because since my will is one with hers, what is mine is hers and, by right, she can say, the heavens, the sun, the earth and all the other things, are mine. Therefore I want to enjoy them, also to give honor to that supreme will which created them, and which reigns in me. On the other hand, the soul in whom my will does not reign has no right, and if she enjoys them, she is a usurper, because they do not belong to her, she is an intruder in my goods. And because my goodness is great, I let her enjoy them as alms, but not by right. This is why many times the elements unload themselves over man, to his harm, because he has no right, and what is left for him of the things of the earth is the alms that the Creator sends to him. But one who lives in my will is like a queen in the midst of creation, and I greatly delight in seeing her reign in the midst of my goods. After this, I continued to pray, and my sweet Jesus came back, making himself seen with two fountains of light coming out of his most holy hands. One of them descended over my poor soul, and through a device which was formed in the hands of Jesus, while descending, it went up again. It seemed to be a continuous current which, while descending, ascended. Jesus was all delighted in the midst of these fountains of light, and was all attentive so that one of them would remain all centralized in me. Then he said to me, "My daughter, this fountain of light which descends from my hands is my will which descends from heaven and makes its way into the soul in order to accomplish what it wants to do within her. This action of my will forms the other fountain of light which, through my hands, ascends again toward heaven to bring the fulfillment of my will from the creature to the eternal Creator. But while ascending, at the same time it descends again doubled, to continue its divine action in the creature. My will has a continuous motion, it never stops. If its motion could be stopped, which cannot be, life would cease for the whole creation, for the sun, for the starry heavens, for the plants, for the water, for the fire, for creatures, all of them would be reduced to nothing. Therefore, with its continuous motion, my will is life of each created thing. It binds everything. It is more than air which, with its breath, makes all the things which came out of our hands, breathe, develop and vegetate. See, then, what an affront is given by creatures, because while my will is life of everything and center of all things, and without it nothing and no good would exist, they do not want to recognize its dominion, nor its life which flows within them. This is why one who recognizes the life of my will within herself and in all things is the triumph of our will and the conquest of our victories. She is the recompense of our love to our continuous motion. Our will binds this creature to the whole creation, making her do all the good that my will itself does. So, everything is hers. And I love her so much that I am unable to do anything without her, because by virtue of my will, we have the same life, the same love, one single heartbeat and one single breath. And while saying this, he threw himself into my arms, as though faint with love, and he disappeared.